KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's showers and thunderstorms, and then it looks like we'll have isolated chances this afternoon, clearing skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 70s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the mid 80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lower 60s. For Thursday and Friday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, good Tuesday. A Texas man has pleaded guilty in the deaths of a couple who were killed at a Kansas fair after one suspect ordered the killings as part of a carnival mafia initiation. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt's office said in a news release that 36-year-old Rusty Lee Frazier of Arnis Pass, Texas, pleaded guilty yesterday to two counts of first-degree premeditated murder in the 2018 deaths of Alfred Sonny Carpenter and Pauline Carpenter at the Barton County Fair. Former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach announced a campaign to run for the U.S. Senate next year. Kobach filed paperwork yesterday with the Federal Election Commission, forming a campaign committee, and announced his candidacy in Leavenworth. Kobach is seeking the Republican nomination for fourth-term GOP Senator Pat Roberts' seat. Roberts not seeking re-election in 2020. Some Republicans saying they don't want Kobach to run because he lost the governor's race last year to Democrat Laura Kelly. Mid-America Network News.
Hurry into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event and get 20% estimated savings on select Ford SUVs. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through FordPass rewards. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the FordPass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
A 15-year-old Kansas boy who was killed in a possible fireworks-related accident will be laid to rest today. Cake TV reports an obituary says the funeral for Joshua David Behrens of Colby will be held at 10:30 this morning. Officers responded on the evening of the 4th of July to the report of a juvenile who had been severely injured by a possible firework incident in Colby. Behrens was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced deceased. The Department of Immigration and Customs confirms a case of the mumps at the Chase County, Kansas Detention Center in Cottonwood Falls. According to a statement, the single detainee tested positive for the mumps in the Kansas City area. The individual and those who may have come into contact with the person are now prohibited from mingling with the rest of the population in the detention facility. And forecasters say the rainfall overnight in the state will give way to dry, hot conditions the rest of the week. Mid-American Network News.
As a stockman, you know how reassuring it is to have the right insurance coverage for your livestock when a catastrophe happens. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can customize your protection to provide the best solution for your operation. In case of lightning, fire, collision, and even theft, Blue Valley Insurance can protect you from a crippling financial loss. Contact any of our agents at Blue Valley Insurance at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Police have cited a 9-year-old boy who officers say stole a car, lost control of it, and crashed into a Grand Island house. A neighbor of the boy reported the car stolen Sunday night. Police say the boy wasn't hurt and refused to get out of the car. Officers who broke in and took him out say he spit on them and used racial slurs. Police also say the boy had a knife on him. The Nebraska Department of Education has hired two consultants to guide schools struggling with low test scores and performance. The Omaha World Herald reports that the State Board of Education greenlighted 2 1-year contracts worth $350,000 in total. The consultants will help priority schools that are performing poorly. Hiring private consultants has faced criticism from state board members who say they want to see state employees intervening instead. Mid-American Network News.
A farmer only gets approximately 40 opportunities in their career to grow a crop.
We are here to make sure you get the most out of your efforts.
We're the Tractor Girls from Schmidt & Son.
We're excited to invite you to our AgCo Crop Tour on July 23rd.
Your planter's trip across the field is the most important and critical step of crop production. We use the Massey Ferguson 9800 VE planter and precision planting technology and planted our test plot of corn.
We implemented over 14 different planting variations and precision planting products, so we are able to show you how to get the best yields out of your fields. Join us in Mount Hope to learn about the latest trends from local AgCo and precision planting product specialists.
You'll take at least 5 helpful concepts back to your farming operation. Plus, you'll hear the results of this spring's test plot.
Don't miss the AgCo Crop Tour event July 23rd at Schmidt & Sons. For event details and registration information, call 316-445-2103 or RSVP online at schmidtinc.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Public Works Coordinator advised of a low water crossing in Lincoln Township that was recently washed out. Options and cost of repairs will be presented and barricades have been placed. Work on the Oquito Bridge is nearing completion. Commissioners asked Jansen Hawk and Lloyd Accountants for help preparing the 2020 budget. Their representatives outlined past experience and qualifications and suggested the cost would be around $20,000 based on an hourly rate. Several suggestions were presented for going forward after reviewing the current budget, and the next steps would be meeting with department heads and then returning for a work session with commissioners. The firm was asked to go forward presenting a contract for consideration and approval. A technology audit has found several issues throughout the courthouse. Those reports will be reviewed, and the county may go out for bids to correct any issues. Approval was given for hiring Chad Vaca and Kevin Wagner as corrections officers. Megan Voracek of Seneca introduced herself. She was selected as a replacement for County Attorney Laura Johnson McNish and will take office upon approval by the governor. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director Ellen Barber reported Blue Rapids Grocery Store grant has been approved. She also informed the board she has a potential of 5 light industrial businesses interested in property the group owns east of Marysville. The Partnership for Growth has indicated they're offering to give the land to these businesses in exchange for helping offset cost of curb and guttering. Also, she said the city may be interested in offering some type of incentive and encourage the county to offer incentive as well. Barber suggested the county could apply for a community development block grant to assist with road improvements recently discussed with the city of Marysville for 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads. Surveys would likely be required, and if the area would qualify, she felt there may be sufficient funds to address the road needs. County would need to apply for the grant. City has already received one this year for a new firehouse. She asked the board look into this further. No action was taken. Nemohol County Commissioners met last Monday and reported the term sheet and site map for the Soldier Creek Wind Farm was close to finalization. No further discussion at the meeting was planned regarding wind farms. Gage County Board of Supervisors met last Wednesday and following discussion and possible changes to reduce cost, unanimously approved a bid from Lammel Plumbing for $232,000 for remodeling projects at the jail. Another motion was approved unanimously for a 1% increase for the lid on restricted funds. Complete County Commissioner's Minutes are posted each week on our website at KNDYRadio.com and our Facebook page as well.
An injury accident was reported early Saturday morning, June 29th, in Nemohol County around 4 a.m. Devin Henry, age 22, of Goff, lost control on J Road at 112th Road and struck an embankment. He was transported to the Nemohol Valley Community Hospital. Hanover Fire Department responded July 2nd to a grass fire near the K-148 and K-243 junction in Washington County. Pre-fair judging for Marshall County 4-H youth is Tuesday at Good Shepherd Lutheran School in Marysville for fiber arts, building creations, fashion review, clothing construction, arts and crafts, photography, and consumer judging. KNDY will interview participants and air those during live coverage of the County Fair in Blue Rapids July 18th through the 23rd. Advanced discount tickets for the carnival for the Marshall County Fair are now on sale at the Extension office in Marysville and the State Bank of Blue Rapids. Advanced discount wristbands are good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Carnival will be in operation Thursday through Sunday evenings at the Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids. Herma M. Sweet, age 81 of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Irma Sweet. Lloyd H. Goins, Jr., age 90, of Seneca, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Axtell United Methodist Church. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 5:30 until 7 at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Lloyd Goins, Jr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, goulash, French bread, Brussels sprouts, Watergate salad, and birthday cake. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potato coleslaw, a wheat roll, and pears. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the Italian collection. How would you like it?
I'll take a rallying cry, please.
Coming right up.
Champions of flavor! Ahead lies a meaty, savory, and spicy trio of Italian subs. But let not these European flavors overpower you, for tonight we dance on the crumbs of spicy Italian, Italian BMT, and turkey Italiano melt. Go forth to Subway and make it what you want. Limited time at participating shops.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the radar, we're seeing a complex of showers and thunderstorms moving across the central parts of the Midwest, and this is all moving off towards the east, which is going to bring some showers and thunderstorms here early. Otherwise, just isolated chances as we head into the afternoon associated with a low-pressure system. This will move out of our area for tonight, and it looks like dry weather over the next few days thanks to a high-pressure system that will move into the area. Warmer temperatures as we head towards the end of the week. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely, then isolated chances with clearing skies, upper 80s around 90. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 70s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the mid 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 60s. As into Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, high of 86, and Friday will continue with mostly sunny skies. That's looking at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature. Early July, 89, record high on this date, 109 in 1939. The average low, 68. Sunset this evening, 8:51. Sunrise in the morning at 6:06. Brief thunder shower overnight. We had 0.1 inch of rain here at the studios in Marysville. 68 degrees this morning, a light southeast wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 9th of July. KNDY News time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. history made at the All-Star Home Run Derby. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Eight sluggers battled it out at the Home Run Derby, but only one came out on top.
There it is! Pete Alonso fires the bat up. He's your Home Run Derby champion of 2019.
New York Mets' Pete Alonso outslugged Toronto's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in the final, 23-22. Vlad Jr. was the youngest player at the event and broke the record for most homers in a single round with 29. With the All-Star game tonight, Astros hurler Justin Verlander shared what it meant to be starting for the American League.
Anytime you get the opportunity to represent not only yourself, but your organization, the American League, Major League Baseball, it's such an honor. And, I don't take these games for granted.
Verlander also fueled the controversy behind the balls being used this season, saying he 100% believes the league has brought in juiced balls to increase offense. This is ABC Sports. In the aftermath of Paul George's departure, Oklahoma City's Russell Westbrook welcomed the idea of being traded. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski.
I'm told they'd like to try to find something sooner than later. They don't want this to drag out if they can help it.
Wojnarowski says Miami and Westbrook have expressed mutual interest. If traded, it would end his 11-year career with the Thunder. The U.S. women's soccer team arrived from France, and midfielder Megan Rapinoe spoke to ABC Sports about how the team's victory is helping advance women's soccer.
What do we need to do to push that forward, whether that's in the leagues, with FIFA, supporting the women's federations around the world? I think it's no surprise that when federations around the world support their women's teams, they do better. We're the perfect example of that. Our support from the Federation is unparalleled around the world, and we're four-time world champions.
The ticker tape victory parade is set for Wednesday in New York. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Community National Bank can't wait to watch the driven Seneca American Legion baseball team dominate the competition at this week's sporting events. Good luck, everyone, from your supportive friends and fans here at Community National Bank in Seneca. Community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A recent meeting between the leaders of China and the U.S. brought optimism a deal to end the trade war could be reached a year after it began. Last week marked the one-year anniversary of the trade war enacted by President Trump against China and the billions of dollars worth of tariffs between the two nations. An agreement signed by the president and Chinese President Xi Jinping, however, is not a done deal. According to the South China Morning Post, it points out that little has changed since the two leaders last met. Despite the agreement to return to the negotiating table, neither side has agreed to any changes following the stalemate earlier this year, what was expected to be the final round of talks. For now, the truce signals a pause in hostilities between China and the U.S. The trade war has harmed U.S. agriculture as China targets U.S. ag commodities in its retaliatory tariffs against the U.S., including nearly all U.S. agriculture products that are shipped to China. Well, may exports of U.S. pork and beef steady with last year's strong volumes and increase year over year in value. The U.S. Meat Export Federation says pork exports totaled 218,000 metric tons in May, steady with last year's pace. Value increased 1%, the highest monthly value total since April of 2018. For January through May, pork exports still 4% below last year in volume, 10% in value. USMEF President CEO Dan Hallstrom called the May pork exports very encouraging, especially in the renewed momentum in Japan and in China and Hong Kong. May beef exports also steady year over year in volume, 117,500 metric tons, while export values increased 1%, $727.6 million, the second highest on record. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Updates from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, wheat harvest 2019 continues across the state of Kansas. We get this update from Kansas Wheat's Jordan Hildebrand.
Scattered storms continue to be a theme for wheat harvest 19, with farmers in the state playing hurry up and wait. David Jansen, a farmer from Butler County, is trying to wrap up his harvest this year with about 80 acres left to cut. He is hoping the rain stays away long enough for him to get done. Jansen is seeing yields that vary from field to field, but he is fairly pleased with the yields he is seeing, considering the amount of rain that he has received this year. Jansen said, "We're just thankful that we still have a crop to cut." Ron Supas, a farmer in Lane County, has come to a standstill with his wheat harvest. His area has had quite a few rain showers with high humidity, which is making it difficult for local farmers to get into the fields. With the wheat that they have harvested, Supas reports consistent protein levels at 10% to 11.5% and above average yields.
That's Jordan Hildebrand with Kansas Wheat. According to the United States Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service, the winter wheat condition across Kansas is rated 4% very poor, 11% poor, so a good deal of the crop not in good shape. 27% is rated fair, and 42% is rated good. Only 16% is rated as excellent. Winter wheat was rated as 92% mature, and the big number, of course, is harvested acres. Winter wheat harvest in Kansas rated at 61% complete. That is well behind the 89% we saw last year. And the five-year average for completed wheat harvest in Kansas at this time of the year is 84%. So wheat harvest continues to run significantly behind schedule across Kansas. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Learn how to protect you and your family from fraud at a free Better Business Bureau workshop sponsored by AARP featuring former FBI agent Jeff Lanza, July 18th at 2 p.m. at Wichita's Advanced Learning Library. This is not an official Wichita Public Library event. Call 877-926-8300 or go to aarp.org/ks to register. The AARP Fraud Watch Network can help keep you and your family safe from fraud and scams. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork for news and tips on how to spot common scams and report them in Kansas.
One thing you don't want associated with your harvest this go-around is downtime. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge can take care of all your harvest-related equipment. Combines, tractors, grain trucks and carts, all the machinery associated with your successful harvest this year. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge has on-the-farm emergency service. Roll your harvest downtime-free with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. 800-835-0069.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. So how does one get started in the cricket farming business? More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Shelby Smith of Ames, Iowa, went off to college in Philadelphia, played basketball there, played pro basketball in Ireland, got her master's degree in finance in Ireland, worked in a bank for a few years before deciding she wanted to go back to the farm. Not to farm corn and soybeans, though. Crickets. Where did she get the idea of farming crickets?
So I actually listened to a ton of podcasts. I went through a stint where I was doing ultra-distance running, so marathon plus kind of thing. And so while I would go on those long runs, I would listen to podcasts. And in the month of December of 2017, so just before I decided to start this up, eating bugs came up on three separate podcasts. So that really kind of got me at least thinking about it, got the idea sparked. And then that year, right over New Year's, it was like frigidly cold here. I'm talking, minus 27 wind chills, all that kind of stuff. So it's cooped up in the house, and I started to do some research about it, and which is when I landed on that article. And 10 days later, I bought 10,000 crickets and just kind of gone from there.
Where does one go to buy 10,000 crickets?
Yeah, that's a great question. The internet has many things. So I actually bought my first 10,000 crickets from a cricket farm down in Louisiana.
When the crickets arrived, you had to have some place to put them. Where did you put them?
Yeah, my dad had conveniently just installed a break room in his shop not too many years before I moved back. And he had double insulated that for noise purposes. And as crickets need to stay warm, that was the ideal cricket rearing facility number one. And then as I grew out of that, he also had an office upstairs in his shop that he'd constructed and double insulated that one as well. That became cricket room number two.
So you started with 10,000 crickets. Can you describe the reproductive cycle of crickets and how many crickets do you have now?
So I started off with 10,000 about 18 months ago, and at full capacity, it takes about 54 days to go from hatch to fully grown. Each female lays between 5 and 10 eggs per day. So things can reproduce and expand quite quickly. So 54 days to get them up and running and ready to be turned into tasty treats.
Yeah, she said tasty treats. More about cricket farming for human consumption tomorrow. Back after this.
Just a minute. It'll come back on. Internet problems can put parents in a pickle. As your kids grow up, be sure your internet speeds go up too. Call Blue Valley Telecommunications today and we will give you 2 months free plus free installation. If you're already a Blue Valley customer, contact us to find out what we have in store for you.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine and 70. We'll look for highs around 90, seasonal highs again today. Thunderstorm rumbled through quickly overnight. We had about 10 hundredths of an inch here at studios in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday morning after a loss to the Washington Nationals on Sunday by a margin of 5-2. The Kansas City Royals now on break until Friday when they'll square off with the Detroit Tigers. That matchup to take place at Kauffman Stadium. An evening game Friday with the Tigers. First pitch at 7:15. University of Kansas student-athlete Anthony Puka Williams Jr. will rejoin Kansas football this week after a 7-month suspension from all team-related activities as a result of a domestic battery charge back in December. Williams has been suspended for the Jayhawks' first game, August 31st, against Indiana State. Williams was suspended by Kansas Athletics following his arrest December 6th on suspicion of domestic battery and has missed all football-related activities since then. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
People who work the soil are, by and large, a happy lot. It turns out there may be more to it than just a cheerful disposition. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 9th, the 190th day of the year. Actor Tom Hanks has a birthday, and Dick Clark hosted Bandstand for the first time on this day in 1956. Avid gardeners sometimes say they are going to their happy place when it's chore time. It may not be just a figure of speech. Scientists have found that microbes in the soil can actually act as a natural antidepressant. We can be infected with a bacterium by inhaling it, or it can enter the bloodstream directly through skin abrasions. It then goes to work stimulating serotonin production, which is a known mood lifter and stress reducer. So dig into those garden chores with gusto this summer. You'll also be cultivating a more cheerful disposition. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and amaze your friends at almanac.com.
KNDY.